San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 25, 2022. Today's lesson is Falling Forward with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning. Let us fall forward and anchor ourselves into the truth that we know so well. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one, independent, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And I say this every Sunday to anchor ourselves into this universal, eternal truth. It is the truth for everywhere, everyone, every solar system, every galaxy, because there is only one. One. And so we are here today doing our work at Kanaka Landing for the last time at this time. Beginning next Sunday, we are transitioning to our new spiritual home. It's a nice place. It's got hardwood floors and it has soundproof windows, air conditioning, and heating. You'll like it. The reason you will like it is because of the energy there, the love, the presence of spirit, and your presence, which is one with all of ours. Let us remind ourselves that work can be anything. Anything. I'm working, you're working, they're working. They're working. Everyone is working right here and right now. Work can be anything that you think or say or do. And wherever you do it, however you do it, alone or with others, and the product you create is also a work. People used to ask me what I did when I worked for the government, and I would say, well, they pay me to think. They pay me to think. And that's exactly what they paid me for, to think and to create what my thoughts brought forth with a team. So we were all thinking, we were all getting paid to think. But the most important thing we did was think. Evaluate, find solutions. And then there was a whole team to put together that which we thought up. Now, as we know from previous lessons, we never have our own thoughts. We are always thinking into and with the mind of God. So everything we think that we know, we have received through the mind of God. Remember that work is doing. How we work is being. The talk for today is called Falling Forward. And that's kind of an odd phrase, but it's a reasonable way to look at how we deal with stumbling on our path to success in any endeavor, anyone at all. I was on the track team when I was in school, and one of the things that I did in competition was the broad jump. Now, athletes are, well, let me start by saying what the broad jump is. You stand at a specific point and you pump your knees and your elbows and you kind of get yourself going, and then you leap into a sand pit. You might not see broad jumps on the Olympics broadcasts because they're really not very exciting. But what the athletes are taught, what I was taught, was when we land, we fall forward. If you fall back with your hands, that's the mark in the sand that will be your measurement of how far you jumped. So if you have jumped, and then when you put your arms back in the sand, you could put them up to 18 inches behind you. You could lose a foot and a half on your jump. So we are specifically taught, fall forward. Make the best advantage that you can of how far you have jumped. Don't let it look like you didn't achieve what you achieved. There's a phrase that I have heard probably in music and talks and whatever, and it's called one step forward, two steps back. That is only a perception, not a reality. Because if you think about it, if you're standing, put your hand out, if you're standing on your middle finger, take one step forward to your index finger, two steps back to your ring finger. Let's do it again. One step forward to your middle finger, two steps back to your pinky finger. Okay, one step forward to your ring finger, two steps back and you fall off your hand. So one step forward, two steps back is not sustainable. However, it's a really great thing to say when you're whining, when you're feeling sorry for yourself, when you're thinking, geez, everything I do, nothing succeeds. So one step forward, two steps back is only a perception. It is only a perception. Every time we stumble, we have the opportunity to see how much progress we have made since our last stumble. And our consciousness is ever evolving. So even if it appears that we have fallen backwards, we have not, because we still have the same consciousness that we have now. We don't lose our consciousness just because we stumble. We gain experience so that perhaps we won't make that same error again, that same stumble again. Think about Edison. Think about Edison. He invented the light bulb, among other things. But every failure of his idea for creating the light bulb took him one step forward in his experimentation to invent a glass bulb that could illuminate darkness using the principle of electricity put into practice. Did he say, oh, I tried my idea, it doesn't work, darn, and walk away? No. He said, I tried my idea. Evidently, this is not the solution I'm seeking. Is there any benefit in any of it? Or should I start over new? And with each so-called failure, he progressed until he was able to create the light bulb, which has changed everyone's lives. John Maxwell said, failure is the hallmark of success. Without failure, there would be no great success. I have to agree. So when we think about falling forward, what that really means is turning our mistakes into growth. Sometimes it's the best way to figure out where you're going. Never be discouraged, never hold back. Give everything you've got, and when you fall throughout life, remember this, fall forward. I studied Soren Kierkegaard as one of the great minds, great religious philosophers when I was in ministerial school. Good reading, Kierkegaard, K-I-E-R-K-E-G-A-A-R-D. He said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. And so what does that mean with respect to falling forward? It means that everything that we have done in the past can help us understand what might be next to for us to do. And when we are older and wiser, as we claim we are, then we can look backwards at our life and see what steps we took that led us to where we are now, why we are here, what we are doing right here, right now. And so there's no sense in regretting anything, any choice that we ever made. Because if we hadn't made those choices at those times, given what experience and information we had, what spiritual growth we had, we would not be here right now. We might not even still be on the planet. So we want to be grateful for every misstep, every mistake, everything that we said or did that in hindsight we say, well, perhaps I should have done something else. No, you should not have. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. We don't wake up in the morning and say, wonder how I can screw up my own life today. Or, gee, how can I screw up somebody else's life today? I want to go out and create havoc. That's not how life is. Truly, it's not. Even those people who are creating havoc all over the world, everywhere in people's lives, that's not what they are thinking about, creating havoc for others. They are thinking about, how can I get forward today? And if that creates havoc for others, oh well. The author Dan Millman said, it takes more than dreams and good intentions to live in this world. It takes action. And what is action? Action is doing. And what is work? Work is doing. So whether it looks like work to you or to someone else, it's all just action. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the Religious Science Movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. On page 58 in the textbook, he wrote, we should work not with anxiety, but with expectancy. Not by coercion, but with conviction. Not through compulsion, but in a state of conscious recognition and receptivity. We do not have to drive or push, but we must accept and believe. We should then leave everything to the law, expecting a full and complete proof of our faith. We shall not be disappointed nor chagrined, for the law is our faithful servant. And that goes right with the quote that Noble delivered this morning. That was also an Ernest Holmes quote, and it is, he is working silently in the law, and the law will find an outlet through faith in it. This law is the law which puts act into all action. Every activity is an activity of the divine. Absolutely everything. But we have choices. We get to choose what we are going to think and do and say. And we can always choose to not regret or look back in sadness or in judgment at whatever we have done before. That's falling backwards. We want to fall forward. We want to turn every mistake into growth. in the Science of Mind textbook, there's a glossary, and it describes success. Success, according to Ernest Holmes, is the favorable termination of anything attempted. All the successes that you accomplished simply by getting yourself here this morning should be celebrated. You planned to come at least yesterday. You woke up, you got dressed, you got yourself together, you did what you needed to do. You had transportation to get you here. Everything can be broken down into little steps. Celebrate each step as a success. You are sitting here. That's a success. When you stand up, that's a success. When you listen, that's a success. Longfellow said, success is doing what you can do well and doing well whatever you do. Meaning whatever is your calling, that you do it well. And whatever task you have to complete along the way to fulfilling your calling, do it as well as you can. Do it with a good attitude. Do it with expectancy of good. On page 302 in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes talks about success. He's talking about what it takes to create patterns in our life, habitual patterns. He says, it is quite necessary that the successful businessman should keep his thoughts. It is quite necessary that the successful businessman should keep his mind on thoughts of happiness, which produce cheerfulness instead of depression. He should radiate joy and should be filled with faith, hope, and expectancy. These cheerful, hopeful attitudes of mind are indispensable to the one who really wants to do things in life. Declare your freedom. Know that no matter what others may say, think, or do, you are a success now. Let me repeat that. No matter what others may say, think, or do, you are a success now, and nothing can hinder you from accomplishing your good. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it. Know it. And then act as though it were true. Ernest goes on to say, begin to blot out one by one all false ideas, all false beliefs, all ideas that man is limited, poor, or miserable. Refuse to think of failure or to doubt your own power. See only what you wish to experience and look at nothing else. We are relieved of all thought of clinging to anybody or anything. Cannot the great principle of life create for us all that we need? I'm going to repeat that question. Cannot the great principle of life create for us all that we need? Ernest tells us the universe is inexhaustible. It is limitless, knows no bounds, and has no confines. We are not depending on a reed shaken by the wind, but on the principle of life itself for all that we have or ever shall need. It's not some power or a great power. It is all power. All we have to do is believe, never wavering, no matter what happens. As we do this, we shall find that things are steadily coming our way, and that they are coming without that awful effort which destroys the peace of mind. We know that there can be no failure in God's mind, and this mind is the power on which we are depending. This is the power on which we are depending. In The Impersonal Life, Joseph Benner wrote, "All experiences will hereafter be blessings instead of trials and tests or karmic effects for previous acts. For I will disclose unto you glorious visions of my reality, of your own true wonderful self." We don't need to act like or think or give credence to the stories that God is testing us, that God is punishing us, that it is our job to learn what God wants us to do. No, our job is to be fully present. Our job is to be open to receive. Our work is all inside. And it is that work that we do inside that creates the activity and the action outside of ourselves. Again, Dan Millman said, it takes more than dreams and good intentions to live in this world. It takes action. We have a phrase, treat and move your feet. What that means is do a spiritual mind treatment and an affirmative prayer. That's your prayer treatment. And then move your feet. Because when you convey that prayer, when you realize and release that prayer, what you are doing is giving all power a task. And that task is to respond and positively manifest your prayer. In that, you may be getting inspiration. Like, for instance, we will be having services in a new place. We did treatment for that. And now we're moving our feet. I have been doing different tasks to make that successful and welcoming. And we will be having somebody else, Noble in fact, bring the podium and the church chairs. So we don't do our treatment and then sit on our hands and act like everybody else is at our command. Only the power is at our command, and ourselves. The affirmation from our journal for this Sunday is, I persevere with the strength of spirit within me. And what that tells us is that we don't stop. Just like we learned from Ernest Holmes, we move forward with expectancy, with joy. We fall forward. We turn our mistakes into growth. Just because we stumble doesn't mean that the path has ended, that the journey has ended. It means we make an adjustment. I have a story for you this morning. It is from Just for Today, and it's written by James Keller. It's called Underestimate No One. Herbert was the failure of a flock of racing pigeons in Durham, England. He ate more corn than any of the others, and he had never won a single race. Not even the little local races. The only thing that saved Herbert was that he was a gift from one of his owner's relatives. Nepotism. For no particular reason, unless it was the hope of losing him for good, Herbert was entered in one of the biggest contests, the Brussels to Durham annual race. There were 4,500 entries. To the amazement of all, Herbert finished first. It is wise never to underestimate anyone. In God's plan, even the least may be destined to excel all others in some way at some time. We can never make a mistake by bringing out the best of what is in the worst. On the other hand, we can make a tragic mistake by dismissing anyone as hopeless. So again, John Maxwell, failure is the hallmark of success. Without failure, there would be no great success. So let us always learn from the mistakes, the stumbles that we have. None of them are devastating our entire lives with no future, because we are falling forward. No matter what it looks like, how you got here is perfect. And so I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.